The 10-point action plan for tobacco cessation has lofty goals. It aims to help 5 million Americans stop smoking within 1 year. That would be accomplished several ways, including a national quit line. Insurance coverage for anti-smoking treatment is also recommended. Dr. Michael Fiore says these measures would help control what he calls a tobacco epidemic. Although smoking rates are half what they were in the 50s, an estimated 50 million Americans still smoke. Fiore says this epidemic, as he refers to it, can best be controlled the way polio was wiped out, with the support of the federal government.
When we talk to smokers across America, what we find is that a number of things are keeping them from successfully quitting. First, there's an absence of access to treatment, and that's particularly important for less educated, disadvantaged, certain racial and ethnic minority groups, rural residents, that don't have ready access to smoking cessation treatments.
The National Quit Line, along with more tobacco research and a comprehensive public awareness campaign, would be paid for through a smoker's health fund. That money would come from a $2 per pack federal tax increase on cigarettes. The report on ways to reduce smoking rates was prepared at the request of U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. That department announced it will work to establish a national quit line, but so far federal officials are mum on a tobacco tax increase. Fiore chaired the subcommittee on cessation. His findings are published in this month's edition of the American Journal of Public Health. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.